A recent Metro audit has discovered that Nashville has been underfunding its public art program. To make up for it, Metro Arts will soon receive a back payment that can be put toward new sculptures and other large-scale installations. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports.
This all started with a routine review of finances at the Metro Arts Commission and some surprising news from the auditor for director Caroline Vincent.
I think one day he just said, like, oh, by the way, I think, you know, I found some additional funding in this area. So, of course, you know, that's always a good news to hear, especially if we're going through an audit.
A miscalculation from 2017 means the Arts Commission is owed $363,000 by the city. The way this works is that whenever Metro Nashville does a big civic project, like a new building, park, library, it sets aside 1% of the budget for use on public art. The audit found some projects were overlooked. This funding arrangement started in 2000 and has made a monumental change, Vincent says.
If you just look at the sheer numbers, I mean, we started out with zero public art, really.
And now Nashville has funded more than 50 pieces, from riverfront sculptures to the Styx roundabout to the art inside the Madison Community Center. One of the first uses of the newly discovered funds will be to expand the amount of artwork coming to the fairgrounds. For WPLN News, I'm Tony Gonzalez.